What separates the wildly successful from those who merely dream? After 25 years interviewing over 500 of the world's most accomplished individuals, from Henry Ford to Thomas Edison, Napoleon Hill uncovered a remarkable pattern. Success isn't random or reserved for the lucky few. It follows specific laws as predictable as gravity. The truly revolutionary insight from Hill's masterwork is that success isn't something that happens to you, it's something you consciously engineer through specific mental practices and habits. These principles form the foundation that would later inspire generations of achievement-focused individuals, from corporate leaders to self-made entrepreneurs. The wisdom distilled from those 500-plus interviews reveals that extraordinary accomplishment isn't about working harder than everyone else, it's about working differently. Hill's mastermind principle shows how harmonized minds create an intelligence greater than their sum, explaining breakthroughs achieved when Ford, Edison, and Firestone collaborated. This mind chemistry resembles how hydrogen and oxygen combine to form water with entirely new properties. This mental force works best alongside a definite chief aim, serving as your North Star. Without clarity, your resources scatter ineffectively. Every successful person Hill studied attributed their achievements to clear objectives guiding their decisions. Implementation requires specifying exactly what you want in writing, developing concrete milestone plans, and forming alliances with supportive people. Transformation occurs when you read your aim aloud daily while visualizing its achievement. This programs your subconscious, what Hill called auto-suggestion, to continuously work on solutions, helping you notice opportunities previously invisible to you. Remember that determination, involving persistent action toward a definite purpose, differs fundamentally from fleeting wishes. What truly holds most people back isn't lack of talent or opportunity, it's fear. Hill identified 6 basic fears that sabotage achievement: poverty, old age, criticism, loss of love, ill health, and death. These aren't genetic, but products of social heredity, beliefs passed down through generations. Most paralyzing are fears of poverty and old age, which drive many to overwork and hoard money, often bringing on the very conditions they seek to avoid. Developing genuine self-confidence requires 5 commitments: persistent action toward your definite purpose, daily visualization of your intended self, practicing success principles through auto-suggestion, mapping your purpose with a price on your services, and building success on truth while serving others. This formula works by planting thoughts that propel you toward either prosperity or poverty. Struggle isn't a disadvantage, but an advantage. Self-confidence weakens when unused, explaining why inherited wealth often leads to stagnation by removing the resistance that develops qualities needed for sustained success. As Hill observed, forced idleness is far worse than forced labor. Would you believe that saving just a penny daily could transform your financial future? Hill emphasized that saving is solely a matter of habit, part of the law of habit through which we shape our personalities. Through repetition, any act becomes automatic, with our mind becoming a mass of motivating forces growing out of our daily habits. To master the fear of poverty, Hill prescribed 2 steps: stop buying on credit and systematically pay off existing debts. Once debt-free, redirect your habits toward regular saving. The seemingly insignificant amounts that slip through most people's fingers, daily coffees, impulse purchases, small indulgences, would eventually bring financial independence if systematically saved. Behind virtually every great fortune lies the habit of saving. Rockefeller's oil empire began with savings from his $40 monthly bookkeeper salary. This financial discipline connects directly to leadership through initiative, that rare quality that prompts someone to do what ought to be done without being told. To develop initiative, master procrastination through auto-suggestion with a daily pledge committing to definite action toward your chief aim. Initiative strengthens through use. True leaders maintain personal dignity while treating subordinates with respect, understanding that consideration and courtesy are essential parts of discipline. Remember, courage isn't fearlessness, but the mental fortitude to continue despite fear. The Panama Canal, telephone, and countless business empires all began as mental images before becoming reality. Imagination functions both interpretively, receiving external vibrations, and creatively, forming new combinations. This mental faculty remains the only thing you completely control. Others may take your possessions or freedom, but never your right to use imagination. Our thoughts register in others' minds through telepathy, explaining phenomena like mob psychology witnessed during Armistice Day 1918. In business, one person's mental attitude affects everyone around them, reflecting Emerson's observation that every business is the extended shadow of one man. Imagination enables rearranging existing facts into new combinations. Carnegie's genius wasn't conventional ability, but his talent for selecting men who could cooperate harmoniously. Consider the stenographer who showed initiative by meeting Charles Schwab's train and rose to become a drug company president, or the young man who secured a position with Edison by traveling in a freight car when he couldn't afford the fare, later retiring wealthy. Have you ever faced a devastating failure that later proved to be a blessing? Hill's journey exemplifies this principle. He lost his management position when his employer's fortune vanished, saw his lumber business collapse in the 1907 panic, and watched his educational enterprise fail when World War I drafted all his students. These setbacks redirected Hill toward his ultimate purpose, developing and sharing the Law of Success philosophy. The lumber failure taught him about economic cycles, while the educational collapse forced him to transform his teaching into written form. On Armistice Day 1918, reflecting on his 20-year education in the University of Hard Knocks, he realized true success came from rendering the world the best service of which I was capable. Hill maintained there is no permanent failure, only temporary defeat that prepares you for greater achievement. When divine intelligence seeks exceptional individuals for important service, they are first tested through adversity. Those who succeed refuse to accept temporary defeat as permanent failure. The key isn't avoiding failure, but maintaining faith that each setback contains the seed of an equivalent benefit. What apparent failure might currently be preparing you for your greatest achievement? The true power of Hill's philosophy emerges when applying these principles as an integrated system rather than isolated techniques. The mastermind concept serves as both foundation and catalyst, creating collective intelligence through alliances with like-minded individuals who share your goals. When combined with a definite chief aim, financial discipline, initiative, and creative imagination, the mastermind principle creates unstoppable momentum. Each principle reinforces the others. Purpose guides imagination. Imagination fuels initiative. Initiative builds financial independence. Financial freedom expands your capacity for larger goals. Throughout this process, your alliance provides support, accountability, and multiplied intelligence. This integrated approach explains why some achieve extraordinary results while others working equally hard struggle. Success comes from creating a harmonious system where principles amplify each other, working differently, not just harder, by applying these timeless principles in concert.